So glad to have you with us today on River to River from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Claire Roth, in for Ben Kiefer. It's a News Buzz edition today, where we do a series of quick conversations on the most interesting news of the week. A bill has been introduced in the Iowa legislature that would allow convenience and grocery stores to purchase draft beer and sell it to customers in to-go containers, or growlers. Senator Jeff Danielson is the sponsor of the bill, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Senator.
It's good to be with you.
When you were first considering this bill, what need did you see not being met? What was the main motivation when you first thought of it?
Well, there's tremendous demand for what I call a more personal experience in the beer industry, and it's being met by the craft industry, right? People like different flavors. They're actually more brand loyal, and especially if they know it's local and Iowa made. What we have seen over the last couple of years is those establishments have been very successful in their own neck of the woods, but that customers from more distant parts of Iowa or even the Midwest are demanding that product when they want it, whether or not they're there locally at the time. And so we have seen a lot of requests for changes in our alcohol laws to make that product more widely available.
What specifically does this bill do?
So what it does is it honors Iowa's current three-tier system, the separation of manufacture, distribution, and retail sale of alcohol by allowing growlers, which is a new phrase for me, by the way, to be available in Class C liquor license establishments, basically your convenience stores. Customer comes in, pours the beer into the container. It is sealed up in a way that it complies with open container laws and then can be transported back to the home.
So just to make sure that our audience is on the same page as you, can you describe what a growler is for us?
So a growler is a refillable container. I actually saw a couple last week. They were glass. And in this case, they have a metal twist-on lid that's resealed after the product is poured in. And so there are two goals. One, to make sure that the product itself, the craft beer, if you will, is available on site with Class C liquor licenses. That would be new for Iowa. And then secondly, once you leave the establishment, are you still in compliance with open container laws because of the way in which it's been sealed up? And we think we've achieved both of those goals in the bill.
So what type of support does this have in the Senate?
Well, out of my committee, it received broad bipartisan support. Keep in mind that we're dealing with alcohol policy and a lot of moral components to that. And so we need a higher level of scrutiny. We don't allow free and unfettered use of alcohol. This isn't a toy from China that you buy from Walmart, right? So we have a long history of a three-tier system, which ensures that the manufacturer, distribution, and retail sale are all done appropriately by license holders that have to follow rules so that we can manage the downsides of a product like alcohol, but still allow it for its lawful use.
And does this law exclude brew pubs?
Yes.
Why is that?
Currently, well, because of the three-tier system. Keep in mind, this is alcohol. It's not, as I said, a toy from China that you buy off the shelf at Walmart. People have very strong feelings about alcohol, and it's in society's best interest to ensure that we manage both the costs and benefits of alcohol availability. And so we're not in an environment where people want free and unfettered access to alcohol. Brew pubs are a new business model that is emerging. There's relatively few of them in Iowa, but they are important to their communities, and they offer another choice. That is a specialty beer that's usually made locally that people tend to have a more emotional attachment to than the other products. But currently, they are not allowed to package for a retail sale.
So since growlers could be bought at gas stations under this bill, is there any concern out there that about drinking and driving?
Well, that's really the overriding reason we take a limited, responsible, thoughtful approach to any new trends that we see in the alcohol industry. And certainly, we think there's a benefit to the craft beer industry. There are Iowans who are creating jobs, and there are also Iowans who are creating demand for that product. But it can't be free and unfettered because of the history that we know of alcohol being available. And so, you know, as I'm chair of the committee, when we look at this issue and we're offered the sort of new ideas on how to make alcohol more available, I always have to exercise an abundance of caution for what we are willing to say yes to. In this case, craft beer makers can provide their product to the distributors, who will then make it available in the retail outlets. And we think it actually creates a new market, but does it in a way that honors the time-honored tradition of safety and not encouraging free and unfettered access to alcohol.
Okay, before we let you go, I have to ask, are you a big local beer fan?
I drink a beer every once in a while. I'm a firefighter back home, career firefighter, so I understand the downside to drinking and driving. Always do it responsibly. And actually, rum and Coke sits better with me, so that's usually my drink of choice.
Okay, well, thank you again for joining us, Senator.
You're welcome. Anytime. We appreciate you spending time on this issue. It's very important to a lot of Iowa.
Senator Jeff Danielson is the sponsor of a bill that would allow convenience and grocery stores to purchase draft beer and sell it to customers in to-go containers. Thanks again, Senator.
You're welcome.
River to River is produced by Emily Woodbury and Lindsay Moon. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. Production assistance today from Dennis Reese. Podcasting and on-demand audio of River to River is always available at iowapublicradio.org. And we always welcome your comments and questions about the program. Contact us at any time at rivertoriver@iowapublicradio.org. Our theme music was composed and performed by the River Monks. I'm Claire Roth. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. Thanks for joining us.